Fairfake is not just any other chocolate producing company. We are a whole lot more.
Das war Griselda Esther-Osei, Assistentin des Produktionsmanagers Michael von Fairfake. Fairfake ist faire Schokolade, die vor Ort in Ghana hergestellt wird. Mit Griselda haben wir über die Innovation des Unternehmens, über kommende Projekte und Änderungen im Fairtrade-Handel gesprochen. Und damit kommen wir schon zum letzten Beitrag der Reihe Faire Schokolade on Air. Wir sind Judith und Lisa und werden euch durch das Interview führen.
Wie Judith schon gesagt hat, ist Fairfake ein Schokoladenhersteller. Das Besondere an ihrem Konzept ist, dass die gesamte Produktion, also von der Kakaoernte bis hin zum Verpacken der fertigen Schokolade in Ghana stattfindet. So können nicht nur viele Arbeitsplätze geschaffen werden, auch die Wertschöpfung findet im eigenen Land statt. So können die Kakaobauern deutlich besser bezahlt werden und generieren mehr Gewinn. Erst vor kurzem hat Fairfake eine eigene Produktionshalle in Suhum eröffnet. Ganz bewusst hat sich Fairfake für einen ländlichen, weniger entwickelten Standort entschieden, um dort als Vorbild die Weichen für weitere Entwicklungen zu setzen. Doch wo genau liegt die Motivation von Fairfake, diesen erschwerten Weg zu gehen?
Fairfake believes in a different agenda altogether, and it's about making an impact in places that actually matters. So one would say that, okay, country of origin, then why not just do it in an industrialized area where you have access to good roads, good water, good internet and everything. But we also believe that we are the people bringing the change. So we can't be situated in a place that does not necessarily need so much change. Initially, Suhum would have been classified as a rural area with very little development, but because of our presence and the large number of people we keep on employing along the day, there are currently lots of people who are building new apartments to be able to host people. So I would say that our presence alone is revolutionary, if I should put it, considering green energy. No other company in Ghana is doing that.
Ein Problem bei der Zutatenbesorgung sind vor allem die langen Lieferzeiten innerhalb Afrikas, die sich aus schlechter Infrastruktur ergeben. Griselda erzählte, dass es im Jahr 2020 aufgrund der Pandemie zu einer Lieferverzögerung von ungefähr 6 Monaten kam, obwohl sie den Zucker aus Mosambik bestellt hatte. Die Lieferung aus Deutschland hingegen hätte nur 21 Tage gedauert. Und wo kommen die anderen Zutaten für die Schokolade her?
And nuts, it's currently coming from Germany. But currently, our sourcing officer is looking at a way to get them in Africa, if not Ghana, because Ghana, we don't have the nuts we use in our infusion. So we are looking at other African countries to see how best to tell the full African story. The order from Mozambique can take 6 months to get here, but an order from Germany takes approximately 21 days to get here.
In Ghana werden die Kakaobohnen erst von sogenannten LBCs gekauft, ehe sie weiterverkauft werden und in die Produktion gehen können. LBCs sind also so etwas wie staatlich anerkannte Zwischenhändler. Auch Fairfake arbeitet eng mit den LBCs zusammen und so versuchen sie, die Lebensumstände der Kakaobauern zu verbessern. Laut Griselda ist dies zwar ein langer Weg, aber dank der Vorbildfunktion von Fairfake und einem neuen Gesundheitsprogramm für die lokalen Bauern sind die ersten Schritte schon gegangen.
We are not just interested in buying chocolate, we are interested in the well-being of the farmers. Now, the LBC is aware that Fairfake wants to make sure that the farmers are living a very good life. So now they are putting in systems and measures to make sure that the farmers have access to all the things that they need, living a better life. It has not got to the point where we wish the farmers would live their lives. But I would say that it's a great step from where it was a year ago. And currently, Fairfake, in conjunction with the LBC, we are currently looking at a way to provide a health scheme for the farmers that we work with. Because currently what is being practiced is that the farmers just have to take care of themselves from the seasonal money that they get out of their cocoa production. But we want to introduce a health scheme that helps to take care of them throughout their working life as cocoa farmers, so that it helps reduce the general burden.
Wir haben gelernt, dass Fairtrade-Handel sich vor allem auf Prämien fokussiert. Um jedoch wirklich die Probleme der Kleinbauern vor Ort zu verbessern, seien weitere Maßnahmen nötig. Wie kann man die regionalen Bedingungen denn verbessern?
Currently, what the focus has just been on the payment of premiums, but no one has really done an analysis to understand if this is truly what the farmers need, and as to how much of these premiums truly get to the farmers, it's very, very hard to ascertain because it travels between so many people. I believe that as the fair trade organization, what can also be considered would be looking at a region in general. So if you say, maybe take a country like Ghana, okay, what does Ghana produce in the area of fair trade? Okay, we're looking at cocoa. Fine. Where are the cocoa communities? These are the cocoa communities. Okay. In these communities that we have identified, what are some of the things we can do for them that can help better their life in general? It doesn't necessarily have to be money. It could be more schools. It could be hospitals. It could be as simple as a toilet infrastructure. But until you do an analysis to understand what the true needs of the people are, you will just be asking for premiums that don't really solve a problem.
Mit gerade einmal 26 Jahren in einer solch wichtigen Führungsposition zu sein, ist für Griselda nicht selbstverständlich. Sie erzählt uns, dass in Ghana Machtpositionen meist nach dem Alter vergeben werden. Dass Fair Afrique von einem so jungen Team geleitet wird, gab ihr die einmalige Chance, eine so herausfordernde Aufgabe zu übernehmen und ihr Können zu beweisen.
I don't know how to put this, but in Ghana, for you to be given a role, usually comes with age. So, for instance, when you go to a parliament, you find people who are very aged, who ideally should be in the house resting, but these are the people who get the opportunity to do things that really matters. But I believe that with the role that I was given in Fair Afrique as the executive assistant to the managing director, I was exposed to so much more that ideally I wouldn't find anywhere else in Ghana. Like the kind of things I started doing from my third month here in Fair Afrique are things not for entry-level employees, to be very, very honest. Digging right into how we are going to make Fair Afrique bigger and better. It's something usually reserved for very old people when it comes to traditional work setting here in Ghana. Fair Afrique has given me that opportunity in less than 1 year, and I think that is something very, very distinctive about Fair Afrique, because when you come to the administrative setting, like the administrative office right now, I would say that the average year there is like 25 years, but we are the people making the decisions as to what to do, what not to do, where the company is going, what are we applying for, what are we doing and all of that.
In naher Zukunft stehen einige spannende Projekte an. Fair Afrique will Schokodrops für Bäckereien herstellen, die Kakaobohnen selbst verarbeiten und eine Community um die Firma herum aufbauen. Dadurch sollen die Mitarbeiter vor Ort besser versorgt werden, vor allem auch im Hinblick auf ihre persönliche Gesundheit. Sie sind also sehr motiviert und wollen Veränderungen hervorbringen.
We are also looking at a bean processing facility. Currently, we don't process the beans ourselves. We give it to another company to process it for us, then we bring it in for the chocolate production. We are currently looking at getting a bean processing plant for Fair Afrique. And the very, very long-term plan that we currently have is to have an eco park, sort of, where we have the chocolate factory situated in a large plot of land that has apartments for all employees, a hospital, schools, like a whole community on its own where we can live our lives together as a Fair Afrique community. So these are some of the projects that we have. I would say it has not restricted us in dreaming big.
Große Träume also bei Fair Afrique. Und auch von neuen Sorten machen sie nicht halt. Hier noch ein Vorgeschmack von Griselda.
This is a little bit of a hint I'm giving. We did a little bit of R&D here on site and we actually tried milk chocolate with ginger, dry ginger, crystallized ginger. And it was so, so amazing. I am looking forward for us to release that and I'm sure that is going to top up everything.
Ich finde, die neue Sorte klingt richtig lecker. Ein Blick darauf, woher die Schokolade kommt, kann also viel für die Menschen vor Ort verändern. Das hat uns Griselda Esther Osei von Fair Afrique aus Ghana erzählt. Fair Afrique produziert Schokolade dort, wo die Kakaobohnen herkommen. Wollt auch ihr Griseldas Lieblingssorte Schoko-Haselnuss oder eine andere der 12 Sorten probieren? Dann schaut doch mal auf der Website von Fair Afrique nach, wo ihr die Schokolade in eurem Ort kaufen könnt. Das war ein Interview von Judith, Lisa und Simon.